As the second coming of Jesus Christ seemed less and less imminent, the Christians had to organize their faith or else. But the Christian message itself never did change. The current world, the secular world, with its Caesars and its civil wars, was only passing, a rehearsal for the eternal heavenly life to come in the future following the second coming. Not only was this message especially attractive in especially difficult times, the Christian church actually had a very good track record for meeting the physical needs of the less fortunate among them. Consequently, the Christian church provoked two drastically different reactions during these times. Either wholehearted acceptance, sign me up, or desperate fury at this offense against the Mos Maiorum and the Roman gods. 4. Cult of personality. The cult of the emperor's personality had always been a crucial part of the Principate. The Princeps was worshipped as a god in the eastern parts of the empire, and he was a subject of much great poetry and art devoted to his wonderful nature. But the good old Mos Maiorum would never have accepted, in Augustus's time, a princeps who called himself a living god among the Romans. Yet, the crisis of the 3rd century had so crippled the Roman world that the elaborate pretenses of the Principate were no longer necessary. Sadly, Rome was ready to move from disguised tyranny to open tyranny. What mattered most by Diocletian's time was security at any cost. As long as the Roman world was ruled by a man, any man could challenge him. But if it was ruled by a god, or so Diocletian believed, men might be more afraid to challenge him. This was not the same sort of god as promoted by the emperor cult during the Principate. Diocletian adorned his self-appointed divinity with a wide range of rituals and rules designed to exalt his status as Dominus et Deus, master and God. Even his Christian successors, after dropping the God part, of course, retained the rituals and passed them down through the Byzantines, down through the Russians, down through the British, down to our very day.